expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Living Lighter Radio. I'm Jason.
And I'm Patricia, with an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Living Lighter provides a revolutionary way to address what's truly holding you back. We have the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter.
Join us now for a Living Lighter experience.
This is Living Lighter Radio, and I'm Patricia. I'm here with my husband, Jason. Today, we're talking about a very serious subject, mass shootings. We do have some practical ideas about what to do and some, of course, very unique perspective on the subject. In the third segment, we're going to talk about channeling Stephen Paddock, the guy who died, who was the killer of 58 people and wounded 500 in Las Vegas at a concert, a country concert. So we use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, so many people, including myself, are so very upset about the awful effects of mass shootings, not to mention the shootings themselves. So how is a mass shooter created? I mean, how does this come about?
We have a concept that very few people understand, but it's very clear to us that, and this has been happening for the last 20 years, almost everybody that we work with has what we call an emotional quota that needs to be fulfilled. And these quotas are obvious with mass shooters because they have a buildup of hate and anger.
So what is an emotional quota? Give us an example.
Let me describe it. It's based on the knowing that emotions are energies and they build up. And when they build up over time, they need to be expressed, and it creates a quota that looks for a means of expression. So in other words, when we say, whether it's the two shootings that just happened recently in El Paso and Dayton, Ohio, or the one in Las Vegas or any of the other ones, these mass shooters have this buildup of anger and hate, and it needs to be expressed. And this is their method of doing it.
But it's so scary, Jason. I mean, you know, does everybody that has an anger quota become a mass shooter?
No, of course not. But if you live with or know someone who has an anger quota, it makes perfect sense. You see people all around you who are just seem to be looking for something to be angry about.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I just remembered just a small story. My stepfather, whom I loved dearly, no longer with us, of course, but he definitely had a anger quota, and he'd come home on Friday night. He was all good because he didn't have to deal with work. By the way, he was extraordinarily intelligent. But Sunday afternoon, I hated Sunday afternoons because the anger would start. The anger and the hate and the bitterness and the resentment about having to go to work. It would start and it would build and build and build. And often, more often than not, he would just blow.
And so that's a great example. Mm-hmm. But here's the point.
Okay.
Is that he didn't want to go back to work.
Oh, he hated it.
But yes. His reaction was out of step with the actual thing that was whether it was anger about going back to work or whatever, it was like that anger had been tapped into and it was looking for a place.
Really?
And I'm sure you would take it out on you guys, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know? Well, I learned how to stay out of the way. But yes.
Well, exactly. You know, there's so many examples of emotional quotas. Suicide, for example, is a buildup of you know, unworthiness, hopelessness.
Yes. Okay. Disappointment. Yeah. Sure.
Disappointment. People say, okay, well, suicide is my only way out. Mm-hmm. Most mental health issues are emotional quotas. See, mental health people don't see energies, see emotions in terms of energies. And so they think in terms of talking about your feelings so that you can express it. But since they can't see how much is there, you can talk and talk.
Or understand the intensity of what is there in, say, that one person.
Exactly. And as intuitives, we see very clearly that talking about your emotions don't necessarily change the energy.
Well, and I want to say, I know for myself personally, it doesn't change the energy. What it does, it only moves it around for it to come back, I'm going to say, basically another day.
Sometimes it gets stimulated. It gets it gets whipped up like a little tornado.
Yeah.
It gets or if you're depressed, it can be even heavier and heavier.
Right.
You know, burnout is a great example. Oh. You know, all these professions that have burnout is basically a buildup of negative emotions. Mm. We don't even think in these terms, and it's the root cause of negative emotions. It's a root cause of most problems that people have is this buildup.
Well, okay. And I know we're going to talk about it more in the next two segments, but the bottom line is that people have these emotions that build up. Am I correct? One of the things that happens, meaning the result of this buildup, is going numb.
Is going numb. Oh, mm-hmm. That's a huge one. Mm-hmm. So people say, oh, you know, I'm not angry. You know, I don't have fear.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, we've had so many people come to us and say, well, you know, I've got this problem over here. But then when we suggest, well, it's this or this or this, because we're reading their emotions.
Right.
And they say, oh, no, that can't be me.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of us have shame about certain emotions.
Right.
I can't be an angry person because I'm not an angry person. You know, that person over there is an angry person and I'm not like anything like that. You
exactly.
know? But
and remember, we're all unique. So somebody's anger in one might be the same quota, but it's not the same in meaning
expression yes.
in somebody else.
You know, and because we live in a programming world, and again, let's review that. Programming is where you say, I'm going to do this because someone told you to do it, or you've been programmed to do it, no matter how you feel.
Right.
And so those feelings are our natural way of connecting with our essence, and that's our essence is giving us message.
Yeah.
Messages.
But so we're not listening.
We're not listening. Yeah. We almost teach people to numb out from those emotions and keep going no matter what.
Well, and
just do it. You know, that's the Nike commercial. Just do it, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I got to tell you, because I worked in the exercise industry for a long time, that just do it. Oh man, people fight. Just do it, and they believe they're supposed to be numb, and so that's the only way they can do it. Meaning, take care of themselves.
Here's what frustrates me.
Okay.
You know, and you know, there's a call now because of this mass shooting for improved mental health support. But what is that?
Yeah.
What we've seen is that mental health, often mental health support, quote unquote, I'm using the air quotes, if you could see me, is...
And scratching his head.
Yeah, scratching my head, is a form of programming.
Mm-hmm.
It's to say, okay, you shouldn't feel this way. You should feel this way.
Right.
That's programming.
Right.
If you could remove those negative energies, then what would be left with you is your essence. Mm. And your essence is always by itself, is always healthy. But this buildup of negative emotions in your essence creates mass shooters and everything in between.
Well, and the other part of this is that I see that mental health programming is getting ready. It already treats people like machines. So, I mean, is that going to get even worse, Jason?
You know, this medicalization of mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So depression is a medical issue, blah, blah, blah. You know, and if it's a medical issue, traditional medicine treats people like these problems that need to be fixed. You know, this, you're out of spec here. And therefore, we're going to give you some sort of drug to get you back into spec. Mm-hmm. That's just programming. More programming, that's the cause in the first place. More programming is not going to help the cause, which is programming in the first place. The way the way out is well-being and feeling good about your life, and the ecosystem approach starts to remove all that negative energy in your essence so you can be mentally healthy. And we all need it. It's not based on some sort of dysfunction. It's based on everybody needs it.
So one more time, the key to all of this, Jason, is using the ecosystem approach to remove the negative energies.
Exactly.
Okay. Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Emotional quotas of anger and hate creates mass shooters.
Scary.
The fear and anxiety that is created by mass shootings is toxic and needs to be cleared.
Yeah.
It goes on both sides. Mm-hmm. Improving mental health in the country comes from using the ecosystem approach, not by more programming.
Love it.
And the ecosystem approach heals and changes the negative emotions of fear, anger, hate, and all the others that block and make your essence sick.
Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about some things you can do in a shooting or a crisis situation and things that you can do to keep yourself safe in a future crisis. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a break-free parenting tip. Parenting will always be a bit of a mystery. Who knows why some parenting ideas work and others do not? Or why some kids seem to succeed despite family setbacks, while others have so much given to them and yet fail to thrive? The one thing we do know is that once you have a child, you'll never be quite the same again. Awe-inspiring emotions like overwhelming love, extreme guilt, intense frustration, and incredible joy make this job second to none. Breaking free of parenting pressures means recognizing the pieces that make us unique, the pieces that we carry with us from the past, and the pieces that are influenced by the society we live in. When we can pick and choose which pieces we want to keep around and change the others to align with our inner wisdom, we will feel more self-assured in our role as a parent.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your golden path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to talk about some things you can do in a shooting or a crisis situation. Things that you can do to keep yourself safe in a future crisis.
We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Jason, you said that there are some things you can do that people can do in a shooting or a crisis situation. Are you going to tell us about like tactics, things like that?
No.
Okay.
This is even more important than tactics.
Okay.
You know, there's no way that whether it's a shooting situation or any other crisis, we could try and identify all the possibilities.
Sure.
You just have to keep your head on you. And that's what we want to talk about.
We're talking about literally and physically on you.
You're keeping your wits about you.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and what keeps you from keeping your wits about you? Well, if you have an emotional quota of fear and anxiety, if you have an emotional quota of being a victim, that stuff's all going to come up in a shooting or any sort of crisis situation.
Right.
You know, they say, this is a tactic, but I Googled it and it's pretty simple. But if you are in a shooting situation, there's three things to remember: escape, hide, or fight, depending on the specifics of the situation. Well, you know, hiding, if you're screaming, you can't hide very well,
you know? No matter where you are.
And I don't mean to make light of that.
No, not at all.
But if you're in a crisis situation and you hear gunshots, keeping your wits about you is really essential. But you know, that's time to push your emotions down. But right now, when you're not in that situation, and we're going to start to do this today in our last segment.
Right.
So stay tuned. We're going to do some clearing of these fearful emotions.
Okay.
I can't tell you, fear is one of the most toxic emotions. And if you understand that it's an energy and it builds up, fear contributes to all sorts of things.
It gets in the way continuously. If you could see it the way we do, you would understand what we're talking about here. I'm not calling anybody stupid by any means at all.
You know, Patricia and I have been doing this for 20 years, but we're still clearing fear in ourselves.
Absolutely.
All the time. And, you know, it's the buildup of fear and anxiety is huge.
Right.
And it's epidemic in our world today.
Yes.
You know, we can see clouds of fear. If you could see energy like we do, we see these clouds and storms of fear all over the world. So you know, the best thing you can do, and this is almost like magic, but the idea that you can clear in advance for a difficult situation is something that most people aren't used to even thinking about.
They wouldn't. No one would even perceive it because most people don't understand about how toxic fear is and how much it clouds, as would be a good way to say it, or it keeps us from the clarity that we need in a crisis situation.
Exactly. You know, and one of the other things, you know, that we know about in a crisis situation is being what we call self-absorbed. In other words, one of the things I always say is be aware of your surroundings.
Right.
Well, that's easy to say, but if we're overcome with our own, being self-conscious about ourselves,
right?
You know, are people looking at me? How do I look? You know, how do I, you know, what are people judging me? Are they looking at me and judging me? That self-absorption
gets in the way.
Is an energy.
Yes.
That comes from insecurity, victim energy, unworthiness, depression.
Right.
And all of those things are energies that can be cleared.
Okay. Well, I want you to go back to something because we sort of moved on. You Googled, there's three things to do in a crisis situation, the three forms of tactic to do in a crisis situation. Let's talk about the first one was?
Escape.
Okay.
So, you know, and I don't want to get too much into the tactics.
I understand.
But we've all heard, he was paralyzed with fear.
Exactly.
She was paralyzed with fear.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens and you can't move, that's not going to help you at all.
Exactly.
And so, clear it. We can clear it now. We can clear it today. And we'll do that.
Yes, okay? We'll do that in the last segment.
You know,
so what's the next one, Jason?
You know, hide.
Mm.
Just, you know, if you're going
to... By the way, nobody's a coward if they hide.
Absolutely.
I want to say that.
Absolutely.
Nobody is a coward.
But hiding requires that you be still.
And quiet.
you know, and think of it from the shooter's perspective, or assess your surroundings.
Yeah.
And there's a form of objectivity that's required.
Exactly.
You know, you could, if you're just paralyzed with fear, you may be hiding, but you don't see that the fact that, everybody can see you. You might crawl under a table, but everybody can see you from the other side of the table or underneath the table.
Right,
or,
exactly.
You know, that sort of thing. That's about keeping your wits
about you and
about
having
you.
Clarity
yes.
for yourself and your own safety.
Yes.
And what's the next one? What's the last one?
You know, the last one is fight. And, you know, being male, you know, I gravitate toward that one. But, you know, the truth is, if the shooter's, you know, 50 yards away, you know, by the time you run up to him to fight, it's chances are you're going to be dead. You know, you have to assess all those situations.
Right.
You know, this is just a kind of a basic framework. But here's the takeaway, and I don't want anybody to forget this.
Okay.
Implementing this requires objectivity, and the things that keep you from your objectivity are the buildup of this, your negative emotions, your shame quotas, your anger quotas, your fear quotas,
and your self-absorption.
And your self-absorption, even victim energy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. What we see, and this is advanced energy, but the truth is people who are a victim almost have like a sign above their head.
Yeah.
And even though the shooter may not be consciously aware, most shooters, when they go into a situation like that, they know, they have the sense, and they're being, you know, maybe they're being directed, maybe they're following their energy, maybe they're just going by some sort of unconscious force, but that unconscious force, I guarantee you, will see victim energy and go toward the victim energy.
Exactly. In other words, people that have a lot of victim energy, it's almost like you're wearing a neon sign.
Exactly. So clear it in advance. Mm-hmm. Clear it right today. Mm-hmm. Start today. You know, here's the thing. It's the energy that's stored in your essence, or the negative emotions that's stored in your essence that need to be removed. And that's what we talk about every single show, is how to live in this world in a more energetic way as opposed to a strategy and technique way.
Well, because there is energy everywhere, but we've been programmed to ignore it.
Exactly. And once you start using the ecosystem approach, what happens is you start seeing your life in terms of energy.
Yes.
Oh, is it anger that's getting in my way here? Is it shame that's getting in my way? Is it fear?
Exactly.
Is it unworthiness?
Exactly.
All those emotions, all those energies, and we can clear them. We have a way to deal with them.
Okay.
Should we do our key points?
Oh, here, wait, hang on, Jason. Hey, Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Clearing your fear in a crisis is the best thing you can do to choose the best course of action.
Okay.
Clearing fear and anxiety in advance of a crisis is always your best preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it in the moment, but chances are it's if you have a lot of it, it's not going to be enough in time. People believe they are victim because they don't understand energy or how to clear it. In other words, feeling like a victim is not a real thing. It's an energy.
Right.
And if it's an energy, it can be cleared.
Okay.
You may have been victimized in your childhood.
We all were.
Yes. But it doesn't mean you have to continue to be stuck in that energy.
Exactly. Exactly.
And the last one is the ecosystem approach is the way to overcome fear, connect with your purpose, and be conscious in the world.
Or in whatever situation you're in.
Exactly.
All right. Stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to talk about channeling Stephen Paddock. He was the Las Vegas shooter a year ago. And the thing that's the most amazing, we're gonna talk about some amazing things and a view that Jason and I have. The difficulty also, and we're gonna talk about the difficulty of mental health in the programming world. We touched on it a little bit, but we're gonna talk about it some more. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What? What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. Right now, in this segment, we're going to talk about channeling Stephen Paddock, the Vegas shooter, the Las Vegas shooter, and the difficulty of mental health in a programming world. We use an ecosystem approach to you, which is much different than what you are commonly taught. We see human beings as ecosystems that need to be uncovered instead of programmed. Human potential becomes infinite with our ecosystem approach. Okay. Jason and I decided after the mass shootings of last week.
In El Paso and Dayton. Yeah.
Thank you, Jason. That we were going to we were gonna channel a mass shooter just to see what we would find. And so we did. And we channeled Stephen Paddock. And like I said, he was the Las Vegas shooter a year ago. Most of us remember he checked into a corner hotel room that had a perfect line of sight into a country music festival. He killed 58 people and over 500 were hurt. Then he shot himself before police could get to him and find out what it was all about. It was one of the worst shootings in U.S. history. But even after a year's investigation, the motive has not been found. So one more time, I'll say we went to Stephen Paddock to find out a motive and what happened. Why? Why did he do this?
So just for background,
okay,
you know, and I guess we should even talk about what channeling is. You know, as intuitives, we're able to go and talk to people, you know, as people die, as people cross over, as people leave their physical body. We talk to them. I guess you could, we talk to people in comas, that sort of thing.
Sure.
And we've done that before, but, you know, and we don't do this a lot just because
we've got other things to do.
The question we always ask is, how can this be practical for the world today? How can this be useful to human beings today?
Exactly. And
that's how we, you know, direct our efforts. But when we just for background, you know, typically Patricia and I could do this individually.
Of course.
But we always like to do it. Was evaluate the information that comes through. And Patricia is a communicator. She's the one that goes and asks the question and does the direct communication. And we worked together as a team like that, and it works pretty well.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's first off, some people go, "Oh, that's so cool." Well, you're right; it really is. But let's talk about the reason that we did it for Stephen Paddock. And it wasn't for him. It was so we could better understand mass shootings and so that we could help others understand not only mass shootings, but victim energy and
what to do. How do we prevent a Stephen Paddock in the future?
Exactly. And the truth is, I hate to say this, everyone, there is more to come. I'm sorry to say, with all of the stuff that's going on in the world today and all of course, the rhetoric that is going on from our government, which is very, very sad. So, and I realize it is happening in other parts of the world as well. So, Jason and I took our time and we really talked about, okay, what do we want to see? So I went and I put Stephen Paddock in front of me, so to speak. And I started to ask, but I couldn't really get to him. I couldn't, it was almost as if he was shielded from the world. And so I really had to stop and take a moment. And what I really saw was that he was numb to all of his feelings. He was numb to connecting with the outside world, so to speak.
A lot of people theorize that it was his father who was a bank robber. He was on the FBI's most wanted, that somehow that was connected.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't see a strong connection there, did we?
Well, one of the things I did see is that he was rejected by his father. And so that made him angry. And he always wanted his father's approval, which, by the way, happens to a lot of us. Don't misunderstand that. But that was just part of what was going on.
That didn't create the mass shooter.
No, that did not. He just always wanted his father's approval. And Jason, so I'm going to jump in and ask, Jason, what did create the mass shooter? Let's talk about that for just a minute so we can really gain some clarity with our audience.
First of all, what we do know about Stephen Paddock in the physical dimension was that, you know, they looked at his jobs, and his jobs were, I mean, he was a mail carrier for a while. He worked mm-hmm. for the IRS for a while. He had government jobs. And I guess he was a very savvy investor and had some money. But then he, you know, at the end, he was doing a lot of gambling and risky behavior. He would, do these high stakes poker games, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and Jason, why would someone who had done all this investing, made all this money, start to do risky behavior?
Well, and this is what we saw.
Okay.
Again, we talked about the emotional quota.
Yeah.
You know, the disappointment that he had in his life, what he did is he numbed out.
Mm.
And, you know,
so that was the reason I couldn't see to connect with him, correct?
Exactly. That's mm-hmm. that was the beginning. He was numb. And when you look at the guy by himself, he was pretty nondescript. You know, this wild streak, which we'll talk about in just a minute, but truly he gravitated toward jobs that didn't have a lot of ambiguity to them. In other words,
they were secure.
Yes. it's funny because on one hand, the jobs that he took, like a mail carrier or IRS, it's, you know, accounting, they're black and white. It's either this or that. It's that, this or that. There's no ambiguity there whatsoever.
Right.
And then the gambling just seemed really out of step. But here's what we saw.
Okay.
And this is hard to understand. I just want to make sure that everybody can do this.
And by the way, if anybody has questions about this, please send us an email.
We'll tell you about how to do that in the fourth segment.
Yes, exactly.
You know, or post a question on our Living Lighter Facebook page.
Exactly.
But here we go. So we saw that he had a ghost or entity that was possessing him.
Mm-hmm.
And that because he numbed out early in life.
Oh, and by the way, I'm going to jump in and say, I did see sexual abuse from when he was a child.
Yes. Well, and I think that's part of the numbness.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So he numbed out his feelings, which is what everybody does in a programming world.
Right.
He numbed out his feelings, but he was kind of an empty vessel.
Mm-hmm.
When your essence is numb, your essence, if it was fully healthy and fully functioning, if an entity came to you, your essence would say, get out of here.
No way.
I don't want this. You know, I'm not going to be part of this. But that's not who he was. And it's this ghost or entity that overcame him, that he'd been with him for years and years and years, and was getting worse and worse and worse. And this entity was angry. This entity was dark. It had an agenda. It wanted revenge. It wanted to hurt people.
Mm-hmm.
It was fueled by hate and prejudice, even though what he did didn't show any specific prejudice. In other words, he wasn't targeting a certain ethnic people. He was just shooting.
Right.
But it was fueled by that kind of hate and prejudice that's based on, whether it's women or men. But this solar entity possessed Stephen Paddock, and it was getting worse and worse and worse.
Well, and I just want to say one more thing. The very first thing I saw about him is how disappointed he was in life. Everything disappointed him. Nothing made him happy. I mean, he made all this money and
he couldn't enjoy it.
He couldn't enjoy it.
And the gambling was a way to overcome the numbness that he had created for himself.
Yes, it creates that thrill.
Yes. But it was also, I saw that entity as part of that. But really that entity was the one that made him brood and drink and things like that.
Okay.
But here's the thing, okay? First of all, when you look at Stephen Paddock by himself, without this entity, he would fly by any sort of mental health screening.
Oh, by all means.
And we see this all the time because we've been numbed out and because we've been programmed so much.
Right.
A lot of people have this entity or ghost or overlay that connects to them, sometimes multiple entities.
Mm-hmm.
And they come through at times, and then when it's the right time, in other words, when they're being screened, they hide.
Yeah.
They can put on their best behavior.
Right.
They can go to work and act like nothing's happened and then become a monster when they go home, or vice versa, you know?
Exactly.
It's usually not vice versa. It's usually at home when it comes out.
Yeah.
And programming techniques, which are part of, you know, overcoming difficult mental health issues,
right,
doesn't help, but only makes it worse.
Yeah.
You know, hate and prejudice is not considered a mental health problem. And that also becomes very problematic. So, you know, what we're trying to address here is this doesn't give you a cha-chink in terms of, well, this is what happened, but it kind of does. And if we'd like to hear that, oh, he was just so abused and deranged. But the truth is, he could have been your next door neighbor and you would have liked him.
And you would have liked him and you would have never known that anything was wrong, because people that they talked to about him, they said, we had no idea.
And if you saw this entity acting out through him, you'd say, oh yeah, something's wrong there. But the entity comes and goes.
And it was sharp and it
was very intelligent.
But I want to talk about something that's really, and nobody's talking about it enough. And it's about the hate and the prejudice of the hate and the anger and the prejudice and the disappointment. Nobody's talking about how these energies and they can be connected to an entity. But these energies that all of us, we just push all of this stuff aside. We're doing nothing with it, meaning it's just hanging out. And we act as if it doesn't exist in certain situations. And yet, if our buttons get pushed, then we get mad or, you know, crazy or whatever. And then we go, oh, I didn't mean that. Or, you know, but this guy had a gun or more than multiple ones, let's put it multiple ones, in his hands.
In our show about changing the world, we talked about out of control emotions.
Exactly.
And this is what happens.
Yeah.
You know, programming, hate is a form of programming.
Yes.
Prejudice is a form of programming. When we look at a person's, when we go direct to essence and put aside that negative energy attached to it, we don't see that kind of hate and programming, hate right. and prejudice. It's just not there. Our souls aren't programmed that way. Our souls on their own without some sort of negative energy attached to them would not be naturally hateful or prejudicial based on someone's ethnicity, gender.
Hate and prejudice is trained.
Yes.
Anger is trained and shown yes. how it works, how it manipulates and how it cons.
And it's not a mental health issue.
It is not. It is, it's out there.
It's bad programming. And people, a lot of times, their answer to bad programming is good programming. And we say, no, it's not programming at all.
Exactly, exactly. And by the way, I do not think that mass shootings of any kind is a funny issue. But the truth is, these are issues that are not being addressed.
So should we do the key points?
Oh, that's my line, Jason.
Sorry, okay.
Jason, what are the key points of this segment?
Stephen Paddock's mental health would not likely have been flagged.
Yes.
Negative energies and entities working through people is becoming more and more common because we're programmed too much.
Exactly.
Okay. Improved mental health has to come from the ecosystem approach to be more conscious of essence and the energies that are attached to it.
Okay.
And working with energy by clearing the negative specifically, constantly, and consistently is essential in today's world for everyone.
Love it. So, Jason, let's tell our audience who has not been listening to us before or hasn't listened to us before, explain to them how we do our energy work.
We're going to remove some negative energy in the next segment.
Okay.
And basically all you do, you sit there, you breathe when we say breathe. When we say end to eliminate, whether it's veils and illusions or certain emotions, gather up those veils and illusions or those emotions and blow them into a trash can.
Okay.
If you have an actual trash can next to you, do it that. If you don't have one, if you're like in the car, do an imaginary trash can in your mind's eye and don't worry about the trash can. We'll empty it.
Okay.
And then we go on to the next emotion.
And then after that, we're going to activate life force, by the way, which is the most amazing positive energy ever. And what we're going to do is we're going to activate life force by calling upon it, pulling it in through the top of your head, letting it go all the way down your torso and your arms and your legs. I like to stop it at the tips of my toes, turn it around, and any negative energies that are left over, I like to blow them out. Because we all know there's a lot of that negative stuff hanging around. Stay tuned when we come back. We're going to help you clear the fear of being in a crisis and the emotions you might have in a future crisis. This is Living Lighter with Jason and Patricia with an ecosystem approach to your life. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Celebrating 40 years of peace through music. Dr. Pat Basile is thrilled to be partnering with Dudley and Dean Evanson, co-founders of Soundings of the Planet. Music and video created for peace and healing. Immerse yourself in benefits of music for meditation, relaxation, and stress reduction. This peaceful and meditative form of music is available for free on all streaming services. Search Dean Evanson on Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, and iTunes, or visit soundings.com for more information.
Are you ready to finally feel empowered and knowledgeable in your political stance? Let Marsha Padilla Goad educate you on exactly how important grassroots advocacy is in a relatable way to all parties and all perspectives. Tune in to Grassroots Advocacy Radio with Marsha every first Tuesday of the month at 12 p.m. Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit DynamicsInPublicAffairs.com.
This is Living Lighter Radio with Jason, and I'm Patricia. In this segment, we're going to help you clear the fear of being in a crisis and the emotions you might have in a future crisis. Jason, you ready to get started?
Here we go.
Okay.
And, you know, this is to help you. This is clearing in advance. We love this. This almost seems like magic, but it's not.
Okay.
I direct all my resources in all dimensions to eliminate any fear or terror I have about being in a mass shooting or crisis sometime in the future. Take a deep breath, gather up all that fear and terror, blow it into that trash can, whether it's imaginary or real, blow it in there right now.
Everybody take another breath on that one. That's huge. I just see it so big for everyone. Take a breath. Blow it out.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see the benefit of clearing my emotions in the future.
Starting with now.
Yes. So gather up those veils and illusions. Blow them into that trash can.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see my own emotional quotas of anger and fear and shame or any other emotions. And see, I don't need to have a quota. I can just get rid of all of that negative energy. Take a breath, nice and easy. Pull it up from your toes and blow it out. Put it into the trash can. Here's a big one. And to eliminate all the old feelings of fear and anger and shame and being a victim, which are still present from my past that affect me today and affect me in the future. Take a breath. Pick them up.
And to eliminate the fear of being a victim in a mass shooting or any crisis which sets me up to be a victim or to be targeted or to be the one that's focused on. Take a breath. Gather up those feelings of a victim. blow them to that trash can.
Here's a big one for everybody. And to eliminate the barrier so I can clear my fear about mass shooting or crisis. So I'll respond well in any crisis, in any situation that I'm in. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that the buildup of negative emotions is my greatest vulnerability in life, in everything. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the veils and illusions so I can see that difficult mental health issues come from negative energy, meaning anger and hate and fear and I want to kill everybody. Nice and easy. Pick all that up right now. Pick it up and throw it away. You don't need it. Put it in the trash can. And to eliminate the barrier so I can see that all the problems come from negative energy. All the problems in my life come from negative energy in the world and my past. Take a breath.
And to eliminate the barriers so I can see that the ecosystem approach is the best way to decrease negative energy in the world, starting with myself, starting right now. Take a breath.
And to eliminate any blocks that are keeping me from seeing, knowing, and understanding with clarity, the blocks that are keeping me from seeing, knowing, and knowing that if I start with me, it's better than doing nothing at all. Take a nice breath. Jason, should we activate some life force?
Let's do that.
All right. I direct all my resources in all dimensions to activate life force so I can use life force for all that I need, want, desire, and deserve now and in the future. And sometimes I need, want, desire, and deserve to feel safe and know exactly what to do in a crisis situation. Take a breath. Everybody, pull in that nice, beautiful life force energy. Let it go all the way in through the top of your head, down all the way to the tips of your toes. Turn it around and blow out any negative energy that's left over. Take a breath and blow it out.
And to activate life force, so I have the confidence to know all the problems in the world are from negative energy and can be cleared.
Oh, I love it. Take a breath.
And to activate life force so I can trust I can remove my fears and anxieties about the world. Take a breath. And to activate life force so I can trust that taking an energy approach creates profound change for me individually and for the world in general.
I love that one. Take a nice breath, everyone. Pull in that life force energy right through the top of your head. And to activate life force so I can be happy and healthy and creative and laugh and love and enjoy my life. Be peaceful and happy, but also be aware of not only who I am, but all the situations that I'm in, so I can be who I am, what I came here to be, and not only help myself and others all the while. Take a nice breath. Life force energy. So, Jason, what are we going to talk about next week?
We're going to talk about money and specifically how to get more money. We hear about so many people working multiple jobs, straining their budget every month, trying to get it all paid for. So how do you have more money? And this will be a really valuable show. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Well, and one of the things that I want to say is people don't realize how much they get in their own way because of, well, we've talked about it, fears and anxieties and hopelessness and disappointments.
And getting in your own way is always an energy. And with ecosystem approach, you can always clear energy.
Exactly.
So there you go.
All right. I love it. So make sure you join us. In fact, if some part of you gets the importance of clearing your essence with the ecosystem approach, mark your calendar. The Living Lighter Radio is every week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. If you can't listen at that time, our show is recorded and you can go to our website, www.livinglighter.org, and look for the radio tab.
If you want to have a better world or live in a better world, you have to make clearing constantly, consistently, and specifically a part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
We make it easy for you. All you have to do is sign up for our newsletter. Every week you'll get clearings to do so you know what to clear. And you can put those on your phone and mm-hmm. you can clear them every day. And you also get the backstory for Living Lighter Radio and for us, Jason and Patricia.
And by the way, he always tells something I don't want him to tell, some sort of story.
About her, yes, that's my favorite. So, you know, if you want to send us a comment, please do so at jasonandpatricia@livinglighter.org.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got a benefit today, go like us on Facebook. If you have a question
about today,
just go to our Facebook page at livinglighter.org
mm-hmm.
and post a question. We'd be happy to respond to you.
Okay, I love that. So we'll connect next week, Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. This is Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia.
Wishing you a lifetime of living lighter.
Thank you for listening to Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. I'm Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly as we discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time, be living lighter. For more information, visit our website at www.livinglighter.org.